Here's Rita Smith with a lost and found essay.
St. Nicholas, the premier magazine for boys and girls, began publication in November 1873 and was issued monthly until March 1940. Each issue, awaited anxiously by thousands of American children, carried a variety of nonfiction articles, serialized fiction, short stories, poems, and letters to the editor. Occasionally, in one of my lost and found segments of Recess, I am going to share something from the issue of St. Nicholas that was mailed to America's children 100 years ago that month. The March 1900 issue opens with an article entitled The Automobile, Its Present and Its Future, written by Charles Barnard. Barnard first pays his respects to the now sure-to-be-obsolete horse, that grand, strong, swift, and patient creature which served mankind so long and so well, in war and peace, for work and pleasure. But oh, how this new machine improves on that loyal creature. No reins to handle, no whip, no big creature with a will of its own to be guided, urged, and controlled, and nothing to obstruct the clear view in front. Nothing to obstruct the rush of pure air as the carriage flies swiftly over the asphalt, 8, 10, 12 miles an hour. Above all, we have not to think or care for the horse, who stops of his own sweet will if he wishes to, or if he feels hungry or tired, or if he wants to go home. He may be sick or lame, and that would destroy all the pleasure of the ride, because we could not be so cruel as to make him suffer for our pleasure. Now we forget all that. For the whirring motor that is making us fly along the road will never grow tired, never suffer, never try to go one way when we want to go another, and there is no horse living that could carry us 100 miles in 5 hours. Mr. Barnard believes the automobile is here to stay because it is both practical and useful, and because it gives us two entirely new pleasures, the pleasure of guiding and controlling a splendid piece of scientific machinery, and the pleasure of traveling without a horse. We may imagine, he writes, the child of the 20th century saying, "Goodbye, Mr. Horse. We thank you for all you have done for us. Go back to your farm and live in peace and comfort. Do the work you can do, and please, don't feel offended if now we prefer to go riding without you."